Hi, everybody. Hi, I'm George Massey. This is the George Massey Show. Gina and I, we have come to the end of a journey. We've been watching Love Island season 7, and tomorrow is the finale. Gina, how do you feel?
Oh, I'm so nervous. I'm so absolutely nervous because I don't know what to feel or how to feel. And I just wish the girls could win instead of like the boys because I like the girls more than the boys.
Well, I guess the thing is they win as a couple, not
Yes.
individually. So,
Exactly. But you
but
have that
also,
opportunity if you open that suitcase and the money's there, you can either share it or you and split it.
but the girls are very, very like naive because Shelly thinks that Ace likes her. So it, because I can tell that Ace doesn't like her. Did you know? Was I the only one that noticed that when they went into the hideaway, they didn't do anything? Was I the only one that noticed that?
Well, we don't know what happens when the cameras are not showing everything, but we need to catch up on a few days, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Oh wow, there's a lot. Okay, so let's start with Tuesday before we get into the fun stuff. So what happened on Tuesday in the villa?
Tuesday, Amaya and Brian returned from the hideaway.
Oh yeah. Okay, I remember that. Yeah, I remember.
Okay. Yeah.
They
And then,
definitely used the hideaway for what it was for. They did.
oh, yes, they did.
But
They
the
got
other
that kitty. She got it, like, he got that kitty, that's for sure.
I think the song is Eat That Kitty in the Hideaway.
Yeah, but I didn't want to say
Actually,
that.
it's actually a song. I sent it to you. Did you not see what I sent you in the reels? Somebody mixed it and it has like music and it's like a song now.
Oh
You
gosh,
can listen to it.
I think I did.
I sent it to you. It's called Eat That Kitty in the Hideaway. And it has like a beat to it and it has like a EDM sound. Like I could hear it in the, like when I was listening to it, I was like, I could hear this in the club. Like I could hear it in the club. Like people like eat that kitty in the hideaway.
Hide away.
I could hear it. And I was like, look at this madness, this complete madness. 'Cause I was like, that's the funniest thing because, and the funnier thing about it was when the guys were discussing the hideaway, like Brian was very respectful.
He was. He really was.
But the girls were like so vulgar and like explicit. And I was like, that's so funny because usually guys are the ones that are kind of insensitive and talk too much. But the girls were the ones who were like, what happened? Tell me everything. And it was
Well,
just.
you obviously haven't had brunch or lunch with my girlfriends and I, so nothing is left unsaid on the
Guys get
table.
in trouble all the time for talking too much, for kissing and telling, because girls don't like their business out on the street. But the ladies in the villa, they put all that business all over the street. It was all over. It was like they put flyers up on the corner.
They put flyers in the
Well, yeah, like it was just being advertised, which again, everybody is having a good time, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that because we were watching 90 Day Fiancé Hunt for Love and Jennifer and Rob keep denying that they were hooking up. And I was like, y'all grown, just talk and say what you did, like they did on Love Island. Just say what you did. Ain't nobody mad at you. You know, say what you did.
No. Then we have Taylor discussing with Clark about the wet, like wedding plans, not together, but generally speaking,
Oh,
what he, yeah.
he wanted cowboy hats.
Yes.
Yeah, he wanted everybody to wear cowboy hats, and then he had to wear one, and his bride had to wear one. And
Yeah, I don't think she looked too impressed with that comment.
not many women want to walk down the aisle with a cowboy hat on because you want to show off your dress and your hair and your makeup. But putting a hat on your big day, and it kind of sounded like he was describing like a barn farm wedding. Not a lot of women are interested in getting married where it smells like cow manure. So I don't know if Clark was like having second thoughts at that moment where she was, what did I get myself into? Because I know that we weren't like serious, but damn, I don't even like this.
And then we have the issue and what seems to be an ongoing issue with Chris and Hoda that she doesn't show PDA.
Yeah, we have to talk about that because Chris said that they hook up in the, they all sleep out
At night.
at night. What do you call that? It's like a bedroom, but it's like one big bedroom for everybody. That whatever that they hook up right under the covers. But he was like, if he tries to even like give her a peck on the cheek in public, she act like he has the plague and he's like ugly and fat and like she acts like she's embarrassed of his presence. And I'm really confused by that because as much as I saw her stick her tongue down Jeremiah's throat in front of everybody, I'm really wondering where this I'm not into PDA came from because she didn't have any problem with Jeremiah with PDA. So like, what's up? What do you think is going on?
I don't know. I think she wants to prove that she's not the same person when she entered the villa. So
I
she
mean, it's
doesn't.
only been what, less than a month. You can't change your stripes in 3 weeks. Like, how are
No.
you gonna prove to us that you're not a crazy girl when you were a crazy girl last week? Right?
Exactly. And
You
you
do not.
continue to show that and slip through the cracks and show that.
People do not change overnight, and they definitely don't change. Okay, so Gina, if somebody gets a 5150 hold, right? They think they're crazy. They put them in there, they do a little analysis, and if they put you in the crazy house, I don't think that's probably not the right term. If they put you in the asylum, they're not gonna like recheck you a week later to see if you've changed. It takes time for your mind to heal, right? Like you don't just be like, oh, I got in here because things were crazy, but now I'm fine now. That's not how it works. There's people who've been in the insane asylum for 50 years. Like, so if trying to tell us, and I'm not saying I'm not a doctor. I'm not saying that Huda is crazy. I'm saying that Huda is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That's the difference. Like, that's not a medical term, but I'm just saying relationship-wise, that girl cuckoo. She's strange, right? Like, there's nothing normal about what she be doing in relationships. There is not a single reason why the way she should have acted with Jeremiah when they had just met, she treated that man like that was her husband of 15 years and he was in trouble during every freaking challenge, right? She treated him like he hurt her and he hurt her grandma and he hurt her sister by like that man went through so much in that short amount of time with her. It's like when he left the island, it probably felt like he just got out of a 10-year marriage. Stress she cost him on a game show. He couldn't even, when bombshells came in the house, if the bombshell tried to introduce herself to him, Huda yelled at him. And I was like, but
Exactly.
this is part of the game that you're both playing. This is how it works. Like he can't just refuse to talk to people when they come into the villa, right? Like he has to participate or they're gonna send him home. But she could do whatever she wanted. And like her whole demeanor and everything, I know, like what you said, she's trying to make it seem like she's a normal person and she can have a normal relationship. But even being, we're starting to see some of that cuckoo follow into her and Chris. Because
Yeah,
she.
because I said, like, she's slipping through the cracks.
Well, right. That, what do they say? A tiger will always, you'll always be able to see a tiger's stripes. Right? Like it might be nighttime, or it might, you can spray paint the tiger's fur. The stripes are always going to come through because who you really are is always going to seep through. And the way that if, and also I want to put the shoe on the other foot because a lot of people were saying this on Twitter and everything. They were like, if he acted the way she's acting with him towards her, if he pushed her away, wouldn't kiss her, wouldn't show affection, acted like he was embarrassed of her, she would go crazy because. But since it's the other way around, and he's a man, and men aren't supposed to have feelings, he's just supposed to deal with it. Because he was like, well, she was like, well, didn't we talk about it? And he's like, well, yeah. And there's no point in talking about it because as many times as you explain it, it's never going to make sense, and I'm never going to be okay with it. And I respect that. His feelings were very valid. I was like, you can tell somebody something a million times that doesn't make it make sense. And I respect that because I was like, if he treated her like that, she would have gotten all the girls together in the villa and they would have destroyed him for making her feel like she was unwanted. But since he's a guy, he's just supposed to suck it up. That's crazy.
Exactly. It's a double standard.
Yeah, I'm not for these double standards. Like, I think everything should be equal. Everybody can vote, right? Like, everybody is equal. Nobody is above nobody, and everybody's feelings are valid. And don't think that because a man is a man, he can't have feelings, or he can't feel sad, or he can't feel unwanted. It works both ways. And like when I realized what people were saying, they're like, if she went in to kiss him and he turned away, she would go crazy on him. And I was like, no, you right, because women, they need to feel wanted, what's the word, affection, but they need to feel like you want to accept them in front of your peers, right? Like, that's what's the main issue, because a lot of times men are like, oh, well, I like you when the doors are closed, but I don't want people to think that we're together. That's a huge issue for women. So the idea that she was doing that to him was crazy.
Exactly. And she's crazy. So we'll see what happens with on Sunday. And then there was the basketball with the boys, 3-on-3 B ball.
Oh yeah, and we were talking on Instagram earlier, and we found out that what's his name? Pepe, he was a professional basketball player, and we got a little background. So he played for, oh geez, I should have wrote it down. Do you remember what school he played for? I don't remember the college. It was pretty well known though. I don't.
Yeah, it was well known during that time. Keep talking. I can find out,
Well,
but
whatever. He played college ball, and then he played professional ball in Spain. And he said in one of his interviews that he had a 40% shot rate. Now, okay, Gina, you know one thing about me. I don't know nothing about sports, but I know 100% is you're 100% accurate all the time. 40% means you're 40% accurate all the time. So that means out of 100 shots, he makes 40. Now, is that good in the professional basketball world? Because I feel like Stephen Curry and LeBron James make more than that, right? Like, so I was, and I was like, so wait, are we supposed to be like impressed by the 40%, or because I don't know. I don't know. Like, in my mind, I think in order for you to be in the NBA and make $27 trillion, you should make every single shot, right? Like, I feel like that's the bar is set pretty high.
exactly. I know he played for a Spanish team in Spain, but it's not giving me where he played college football. But that's fine. Not
Yeah,
college football, sorry, college basketball.
I had heard of the college, but it was in some reel that we were sending back and forth. But I had heard of the college. It was like a well-known college, and he played, but they said that he spent a total of 12 minutes on the court the whole
Exactly.
time. So he didn't really get any playing time. So he wasn't like the star player. And I'm
He
like,
was a bencher.
yeah, he was a bench warmer. I think when I was in school, we called those the water boy, right? Like the person who was, you had to be at every game, but they didn't let you play. We called them the water boy. So, yeah. And then he has actually, he said in his interview he had a 40% shot rate. Somebody did the math. It's actually 33% shot accuracy. So, out of 100 shots, he makes 33 of them. So, Gina, I'm gonna say in a game, like if I was trying to pick whose team I was gonna be on, do you think picking somebody who only makes 33 shots out of 100 is smart? Because again, I don't know nothing about basketball. I don't play sports. So, like, what are we talking about here?
Well, I would have to say I would want an average to be like 65 to 70%, not 30, because if we're basing it off 100%, that's not even a passing mark. Like an F is considered to be like, or a D, like if you're looking at statistics in school, that's not even like a D student. That's
No,
like an F.
that's true. That's true. Because if we put it on a grade scale, 33%, you would have to take the class again. So you're right. It needs to be at least a 60 and above, because that way you don't got to go to summer school. So yeah, you don't have to take the class again. But again, I don't know nothing about sports, but at the end of the day, if I had to pick between two team captains and whose team I was going to be on, between Pepe and Ace, I would probably pick Pepe because Pepe has more height than Ace.
Oh, he went. He played for Cal State
Okay, Cal State.
Fullerton.
I knew I recognized the name of the college that he played for. I
It
remembered
was
that much.
driving me insane, and like He probably had a better opportunity to play, a lot better opportunity, because most sports, like most American sports, is not very, it's not that popular overseas into Europe. So obviously his chances and his, like, he's going to play more in Spain versus top tier players who play at college basketball level. Like, he's considered to be a better player in like Spain or Europe, because like it's not as popularized as sport such as soccer, for instance, right? Same with hockey, right? Like, it's a North American sport. It's not that common overseas, like in Europe, unless you go into like Switzerland or Sweden or something like that. That's different, right? So
Well, they also he's also not going to get paid as much. I do know, like,
well,
when you play overseas, it's not like playing in the NBA. It's a lot.
obviously not. Like, NBA is a top tier, right? Like, you're gonna grasp for straws, and you're gonna take what you can get,
I mean, yeah.
right? I'd rather be doing something that I love versus watching everybody else do something that I love while I keep the bench warm, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. And
Even if it pays less, like, it's just like, well, you know.
I'm not hating on him, because let's be real, he's got way more talent in basketball than I got. I probably have a
Two
10%.
left feet.
Yeah, like a 10% accuracy rate. Like, I don't know why. So if y'all think I'm hating on him, I'm not. He would destroy me in one-on-one, because his talent is like super. I don't even know if I can dribble, to be honest with you. Like, because it's been so long, like, I don't even know. I hated basketball in school. You know what sport I really loved? I loved volleyball. Like, that was my sport, and we also played.
I can't play volleyball now. My nails are too long.
Oh, see, yeah, you gotta have, the hands for it. But volleyball, and I loved floor hockey.
Love floor hockey.
Oh my God, I was so competitive. So I was playing floor hockey one time, and actually one of my good friends, he, I don't remember, I think he knocked me down, and then we got into like a fist fight during floor hockey. And then this was during PE, and then at lunch we were eating lunch together. Because I, you know what? I don't like sports because it brings out such a horrible side.
I'm very competitive
I'm
as
not.
well, and I remember in high school, so I went to a private school, but it was co-ed, and we had intramural hockey. So two of my friend and I had signed up for this intramural hockey, and of course no one wanted to take us because we were the girls, right? We didn't know how to play hockey. Lo and behold, we knew how to play hockey, and then I was the goalie. And we came in second place for the tour, like that intramural hockey tournament. And I remember one time, and it was either a tennis ball or the orange street hockey like balls, if you remember what they look like. I had a slap shot done on me, and it was at the time where I live, it was one of the top wrestlers in British Columbia, in Vancouver, who had done that slap shot on me, and it went right through my, it went, hit me right in the throat, and I was like gasping for air. Like, I was just like, time out, time out, hold on a second. And at the time, his parents were working in the cafeteria, and he's just like, and we're good friends because it's a small school, and he's just like, oh my God, Gina, I'm so sorry. He's just like, oh my God. His parents are like, what did you do to her? Right? They're like, give her water, give her water. They're like, what did you
Yeah.
do to her? Right. And I was still wearing, like, I had on a t-shirt on and my high school uniform, my skirt or my kilt with like hockey, like goalie knee pads. We still came in second though. So yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Yeah. I'm not a sports person though, like, for real. Like, it brings out such a negative, like, angry side. Like, so yeah, I remember going to basketball games and just watching like people fight with each other for no reason. And so, like, I don't get into that. Like, sports is so, unless I'm the one making $86 trillion, I'm not interested in it, right? Unless I'm LeBron James making like $1 trillion, I can't get into it, right? I just can't.
So, and then the next thing we have was Taylor making that date with Clark, not that date, to be exclusive. So, doing that whole cheerleading thing.
He did the little, they did the routine. The guy,
Yeah.
like the little cheerleader routine, which was actually very well choreographed, by the way.
It was really cute. It was very cute, we must say, because he actually listened. Because when she talked, she said that she was a cheerleader before or whatever. Like, he actually listened to her.
I mean, yeah, he did. I don't have a lot of cool things to say about Taylor, but yeah, he did a good job with the exclusive little ceremony, and he did listen, and she was impressed. I guess that's all that matters, because
Yeah.
I wasn't, but she was
What?
impressed, so I was just happy that she was happy.
So then we have the elimination, which I know you don't like Taylor. I know you don't like him. You like Clark, but how the heck did Iris and Pepe become safe
Did you
when
notice that they've all of a sudden become like America's favorite out of nowhere? Like, where did that come from?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know why I think what I think is it's because they've been there. They've had connections with other people. They've seen those other people come and go. Like, they've formed some sort of friendship, which I never saw before. But anyways, they've so formed some sort of like friendship. So it really is like kind of like a friends to connection type of thing, and that's what the people want to see, I guess. I don't know. I'm guessing it's because they've been through, like, they've been there so long,
But they
and maybe not together, but separate.
they're both bombshells, right? Like, they
Yeah.
came in late, and they kind of came into other people's relationships and bonds and connections. It's weird because not a lot of bombshells made it to the end. Did you notice that?
No,
So I was just
no.
shocked that they kind of came in. They weren't really attached to anyone, and they stuck around, and now they're attached to each other. I don't know.
Yeah,
It was weird.
yeah.
And America's thinks really highly of them. I think they voted Pepe the most genuine a few weeks ago or whatever. Or I don't remember when it was, last week.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, a
I
few
was
weeks,
like,
like I think it was last week.
how the hell do you know that he ain't even been here that long? I was like, how did you come to that conclusion? Like, I was just so
Well,
confused. But
he was one of the bombshells from the beginning, though.
well, yeah. Like the
He
first
was.
second time. He's been there, and he kind
Yeah.
of floated under the radar for a while because he's been there, but I haven't really noticed any drama surrounding him. Or maybe that's good. Maybe that's why he's ended up here, because he didn't do like Nick, the way Nick played with Bella's emotions. Like, he didn't
Yeah.
really do anything to bring him under the microscope. He was just kind of there. Like,
There.
that's why he didn't do anything to hurt anyone while he was there. He didn't get a bad reputation while he was there. So maybe that's why he's been, floating under the radar. But he's in
And then
Cali, though. That's wild.
that's crazy. That is so crazy. But we'll talk about that because that was yesterday's episode. But then we said goodbye to Taylor. Peace out, cowboy. Unfortunately, we said goodbye to Clark. It was okay. I commented on your Twitter and I was just like, I actually cried, not because, like, it was just I cried because of the song at the end, I think, and because of like seeing the flashbacks and the memories, like just seeing the bond of like the Three Stooges together, like seeing that friendship bond. Yeah, I know they're kind of stupid all together, but like it's an unbreakable bond and friendships that you formed in the villa, right? That won't be broken. And I think that kind of put a di like it was kind of sad to see that come to an end all of a sudden. So yeah.
And I feel like the boys were more bonded with each other than they were with the girls, which I think is funny because
Yeah.
supposed to be there to find a connection and love. It seemed like the boys, because when Taylor got voted out. The boys were like, I didn't know if they were going to make it through the night. They were like so hurt and so angry. And I was like, y'all don't even feel that way about the girls. If the girl that you were attached to got voted off, it wouldn't affect you the way that this did. Like when Nick lost Sierra, he acted like he was sad for a few minutes, and then he was all over Olandria. He was just like, well, let's get this going. Like, but when
Exactly.
it just seems weird to me because the guys are so attached to each other, and they act like they're all gonna like lose it when one of the guys leaves, and it's just weird. It's like I feel like the bond should be stronger with the girl you're banging, right? Like, I don't know, call me old fashioned, but I feel like you should care a little bit more about the girls than the guys.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what put like not I wasn't sad that he left. I was just sad looking at the memories they formed, like, that bond. Like, I think that's what I was mostly sad about. Not that he left, but just like seeing that happen. Like, so yeah. Anyways, on to Thursday. So Thursday wasn't really a Tom Cruise episode, as you like to put it. We have Nick's faking his love for Alondria. And Ace going through the hurt for Taylor, which that was the only basic emotion that I've seen come out of Ace through the whole
The most
thing.
emotion I've ever seen him show with Taylor since he's been
Yeah.
in the villa. He looked like he genuinely lost a puppy. Like he definitely was really, really hurt. And like you said, I didn't know if he had emotion at up until this point. And then the first time I saw an actual acknowledgement of emotion, it was for Taylor, not for Shelley. So that was a little weird for me too.
Okay, and then we had the Villa Las Villa, like
Oh, the Las
the
Vegas Villa Challenge.
yeah.
Was it me, or did they not pick winners in that challenge?
They did not pick winners in that
Is that that's
challenge.
the first challenge that we've ever done this season where there wasn't a winner? Because I was
Yeah.
waiting at the end to see who got, the best time, or I was like, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? And nothing at the end.
I
And
think it was just for shits and giggles as a filler.
how weird, right? Because I was like, a challenge, somebody needs to win, and then they get like, I don't know, what do they get? They get something. They get to go to the hideaway. I don't know. But yeah, they like literally were just like, after the challenge was over, it was just over. We didn't discuss who won. We didn't discuss anything. It was weird.
And then oh God, Amaya and Brian, their like plan to get Chris and Hoda to talk at the docks. That was hilarious and so cute and just so Amaya of her to do that. Like, just
Oh,
think of like
when they said to go meet them by, where they told
the
them,
docks.
docks, and then Amaya was like, she had to go take a number two, and they were trying to come up with any excuse to get them over there, which was cute. But at the end of the day, they didn't really want to talk about it anymore because, like Chris said, he was like, no matter how many times you explain it to me, it's still not going to make sense. So I was like, I felt that, but it is nice. Sometimes you do have to parent trap your friends into working things out, right? Like you do, you have to trick them and make them, figure it out. Because, some people are stubborn. They'll just not talk to each other all day. So you do have to like, do the little parent trap and lie to people and get them to get it off their chest. Sometimes you just need to yell at each other and get it out of your system.
Exactly. And them like hiding behind like whatever it was just to see how it was going. I'm like, oh my God, that's hilarious. So and then but that was basically what happened on Thursday. It was just the aftermath of what happened Tuesday and the side effects from like the other people. And that was basically like with Taylor and Clark both leaving the villa. So that was basically the effects of that. And then we have Friday. I swear, I think I have not cried so much in one episode
I thought
other than on Friday.
was kind of shady when they made it seem like the parents weren't really there and they did the little video. And then the video cut out because I was like, wait. I was like, the whole budget, y'all rented a whole water park for two people. So I was like, you mean to tell me that these people not here? But they were there. And
Yeah, I legit cried. I cried because, like, I don't know, I saw like the connections, like with the family members, with the other family members. And I don't know, maybe I'm just a Maya Papaya fan. I don't know. But like, I saw a stronger bond with Amaya and Brian's, like, Amaya's family and Brian's family than any other couple in the villa. But maybe it's just me and I'm just an Amaya Papaya fan.
I mean, I don't see any real issues with them, but I also don't think that, I don't know. They're new. So
Exactly, but like out of all like the other like family members, like let's say Nick and Olandria's mom, Ray and or Ace and Ace's siblings, and I think Shelly's mom came or something like that. I found that with like out of all the like the family members that were getting along the most and talking the most with each other was Amaya and Brian's.
yeah, I agree. No, you're right. The families, yeah, they connected well. I agree with you.
Yeah, and I just remember seeing when like they found out that it was going to be family day or whatever. Amaya's running around the whole resort like she's like a hat on a hamster wheel, like just going around in circles. Like I'm like, oh my God. But yeah, that was hilarious. Her running around like she's on a sugar rush high, ha and a hamster on a hamster wheel that keeps on going. It was freaking hilarious.
Oh, so I remember that Ace waited until like the second to the last episode or the night before the finale to go exclusive with Shelly. And I
Yeah, when they
like,
went into the hideaway.
yeah, when they went to the hideaway, and I was like, so I don't know how to feel because I was like, did he want to make sure that there's absolutely no one better that came around before he went exclusive with her? Because I was like, shouldn't they have been exclusive a long time ago? They've both been here since the beginning. And they've both really been only really talking to each other mostly since they've been there. I was like, so it kind of makes me feel like he doesn't appreciate her worth. Cause I was like, you waited all the way to the finale basically to go exclusive. I feel like if it just shows that he wasn't really serious about her. And I can't imagine why Shelly can't see it. Or maybe she can. Maybe she just was trying to get to the finale the best way she knew how. But it blew up in her face. Right? It completely blew up in her face. America could see right through that fake shit. Like, we could tell he's not interested in her, like, at all. So I was just like, I don't know why she wasted so much time with this guy. Like, she had so many opportunities.
And effort, yeah.
No, like, and he made it so clear to her throughout the journey that he was like, he's like, you're okay, but, you know, I could go either way. And like she had so many opportunities to go and find somebody and have a real connection. And I know she thinks that was a real connection, but it wasn't a real connection, right? Like he never put any effort into being with her. He never wanted to get to know her. He never tried anything. Their talks were all fake. All the affection was all fake. He didn't even want to be around her in the hideaway. Like I was so confused. Like I don't know why she wasted her entire journey on somebody who didn't even want to give her 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, you don't have to see them on our screens anymore. So, but what did you think of the lunch? And oh, you're wondering, they're like, well, they're making lunch and dinner n or dinner now. And I saw your tweet. They have lunch and dinner catered in.
So it's just the breakfast that they make. Oh, so the lunch,
Yeah.
we never see them eating lunch and dinner. So I
Yeah.
didn't know because I was
Yeah.
always see them eat breakfast. Like that's part of the routine every episode. So I was assuming they were cooking lunch and dinner too. So what's the
No.
deal? Why do they make them cook breakfast and then they cater in lunch and dinner? Is it because they want to have the guys cooking? Like what's the deal?
I don't know the nitty-gritty on that. I just think like the first episode was like that, and they just continued with that with the tradition. But again, this is the first season that we've ever watched, so but that could be it. It just could be easier to have it catered in. This is a huge production we're talking about here, like hala, right? Like they can afford lunch and dinner, and like in Fiji it's pretty cheap too. So like there's all different types of foods, but the thing is I was seeing online or on a reel or something, someone they were saying when they eat lunch or dinner, they actually eat like kind of separately because they can't have any discussions about what's going on because you don't want the cameras missing out on anything. So they have to kind of eat separate.
Oh, so like own they can't like so it's not like school where you sit with your friends type stuff.
No.
Oh, I never ate alone.
No.
I always sat with my friend, but that would be weird for me to like
Yeah,
go.
because that's the thing, like, because they don't want film, like, or the film crew to miss anything, right? That's why.
Oh yeah, didn't you send me a reel earlier and they were talking about how I guess somebody asked one of the other cast members from a different season why they never went in the pool because there's like this massive pool in the villa. And
Yeah.
he said that that was the exact same reason that you just gave. They said when you're mic they're mic'd up 24/7, but if you go in the pool, you have to take the mic off. You know, those mics cost like $700. So he
Yeah.
like, and when they're in the pool, if they start talking, production will be like, if you're gonna talk to each other, you need to get out of the pool so we can mic you up. So they said no one ever got in the pool because production immediately asked you to get out the second you start having a conversation because they can't hear you.
You exactly. And the
And
same goes with like, what was it? The on Saturdays when they're not filming and they have their like, I want to say me day. That's when all the laundry is done. That's when everything is clean. That's when the girls get their lashes and their nails done. But again, they have chaperones, so they're not talking amongst each other.
yeah, it's the whole thing is weird though, because they don't know what's going on in the real world either. Like
I
in
can be the chaperone. I will volunteer to be the chaperone.
we can
Don't you
apply
worry
to
about that.
be we can apply to be Love Island production crew, right? Like we can be the people that supervises them, right? I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind either. I'll supervise the guys. You can supervise the girls.
At least we know what was going on, right? Like, because I
Well,
feel
that's the
like
thing. They can't talk about it.
yeah, they probably wouldn't even let us have our phones if we were working there because they don't want anyone talking about it. So
That's fine. That's fine.
I don't know if I could work without my phone though. Like, I don't know.
That is fine. I will take a vacation in Fiji. Over having my phones. I'm very, I'm very secretive. I can, my lips are sealed with anything, and I don't even have to sign an NDA. My lips are sealed with everything. So I'd
I'm
be
good with
taking.
secrets. No, I'm good with secrets as long as I have like one person that I can tell. Just one.
I won't even tell one person. That's
I
how
need
good
to
I
tell
am.
one person, and like I have like a lot of friends that are in the industry, like TV or music or movies, and they understand the importance of a secret. So I always can tell one person. And usually that person won't care. Like they won't be into that. Like I'll tell them something that's a secret about a certain franchise. They don't even watch it, so they don't even care. But I just need to get it out. So I'm not the type of person that can have information. Like, okay, do you remember for 90 Day Fiancé, Jasmine Pineda, she got pregnant by a guy named Matt while she was married to Gino. And I knew that she was pregnant in like November,
Yeah, you did.
and it didn't come out until January. And I was just sitting on this information, Gina. Like I knew that she was pregnant. So it was very hard. And then I was doing podcasts and I was doing interviews and I was doing like, and it almost slipped out. Like it almost slipped out more than once because the information had become so known to me. It was public knowledge in my mind because I had known. But it wasn't public knowledge to everyone else. So it was so
No.
hard because I'll just be talking on the podcast and I'm like, well, I don't know how things are going to be when she has that baby. But I couldn't say it, but it's what I was thinking. So
Thinking.
I need to tell one person, just one, and just have one little conversation about it, and then I'll be okay.
But you already know me. You know if I know something, or like we've been on the phone with each other, you'd be like, this girl ain't gonna tell me this, is she? I'm like, nope. I keep stuff with me to the grave, and you know that. So
Yeah, you didn't tell me the secret, and it was very rude. I found it to be rude because I was like, so you're not gonna just tell me the secret? Like, I'm gonna have to find out with everybody else. Like, that's so rude.
It was like the intensity behind it, right? But you understood why I would tell you anything else, but you understood why I didn't tell you, so I can get your raw emotion right then and there. And I know you've been good at it, but again, like I was just like, no, keeping tight lip about this.
No, I'm very good at pretending to get information for the first time when it's really the fifth time. I'm really good at it. Like, there have been times when I'll be on a podcast and somebody will give me information that I supposedly didn't know, and I could act so surprised.
I know,
I
I know.
know I've known about it for months, right? Like, but I could act so surprised.
Oh, yeah, I can act dumb too, right? Not dumb, but surprised as well. But I think that's what a lot of people value in my friendship as well with people, and probably with yourself too, that there's a trust there that won't be broken no matter what, basically. I'll take things with
Don't
me.
get me wrong. If I have a secret about my friends, I'm not gonna tell. Like, you
Exactly.
could be waterboarding me, torturing me, drowning me. I'm still not gonna tell you. Like, you know how you watch TV and the mob will kidnap somebody and they'll like pistol whip them until they talk? You will never get me to talk if it's my friends, my people that I love, my actual crew. I will never tell you, right? Like, never. Like, there is no conditions that you could.
You're not chirping like a canary.
I'm not a snitch. I'm just not.
No.
So, like, if you're trying to get information and I give it to you, it's probably because it's somebody that I don't know or are care
You
about.
don't care.
Yeah. Because if you ask me something about my friends, I'm gonna look at you like you're crazy. I'm not gonna tell you nothing. I'm not even gonna give you, like, you know how people are like, blink or whatever. I'm not even gonna blink for you. Like, I ain't giving you nothing. Like, don't get me wrong. I can keep a secret for people that I love. But if it's just entertainment secret, oh, that's kind of hard, right? That's kind of hard.
George really can keep a secret, and I'll just keep a secret regardless of if I get told, don't say anything. Okay, out of sight, out of mind. And then three, and I've told George this so many times where me and my friends will have the t discussion again, and it will be brought up. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. They'll be like, we mentioned this to you like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, you told me to keep it a secret. If it's a kept a secret, it means it's a secret. And then it kind of fades away in my head and it just goes away. And I don't remember. Therefore, after that, you're like, oh God, you're like, really? You take it literally to the grave. Okay. Oh, who the hell burns garlic bread? Honestly.
Oh, I've done that before. Yeah, I've done it.
And Chris, I mean, Huda was so pissed, like when he burnt the garlic bread. Dude, it's just garlic bread.
But you know
Like,
what's funny though? There are some people that like their garlic bread crunchy.
I like it toasty and burnt.
I used to make garlic bread where it was soft, and people would get really mad. They're like, this is not cooked. Like, this needs to be crunchy. And for some people, they consider garlic bread that crunches in your mouth to be burnt. I consider garlic bread to be soft to the touch, but I've cooked it and people were like, you need to put this back in the oven because it's not done. So I was like, okay. So I guess it's a preference as well,
It
because
is, I think.
some people want it burned, like to where it's like it's crunchy. And then I particularly like to dip my garlic bread in the sauce, the pasta sauce, and it's soft. So it just depends on who's eating the garlic bread.
I know my brother has burnt the garlic bread in the house a few times where the fire alarm has gone off. But it's like burnt, like black burnt, not like crispy. Burnt, burnt, like
Oh,
burnt toast.
I've never burned it, but I've made it crispy where it was crunchy, crunchy, and everybody was like, no, we don't want no crunchy bread. That's crazy. So yeah, I've never like burned it because I have like my bread oven, it's like a toaster oven. It has a timer on it. So you just set it for the amount and then it shuts off. So even if you don't take it out right away, it can't burn.
It'll still stay warm. No.
Yeah,
And
you
my
can't
dad's
burn.
been like, my dad will be like, oh, I'll eat that, because my dad likes things extra like crispy and burnt as well. My brother's like, no, it is burnt, like black burnt. You're not eating this because it's bad for you.
I don't mind crunchy bread. Like I'll go to Subway and I'll make them toast my sandwich for the crunchy bread. I don't mind it, but not every bread is supposed to be crunchy. Some
No.
bread is supposed to be soft. It depends on what type of bread you're eating.
So then we have, they're all saying like what they're thankful for. So it's kind of like a Friendsgiving, I'd like to put it, like in the round table.
But then the shit got real because they had to determine who was safe and
Well, before that, did you hear Chris saying what he was thankful for? And Hoda's giving him a look like, I know you didn't say that. I know you didn't. Like, did I just hear you say that? You did not include me in any of this journey. Like, what is the matter with you, boy?
wait, what did he say he was thankful for? I don't remember.
Like his Casa boys. I forgot what he said, but it did not speak of Huda at all. He did not mention her or meeting her or like or whatever. He did not say anything about her.
Oh,
Yeah,
I
her
didn't catch
face was like, I know you did not just do that.
that. That's messy. Yeah, I didn't catch that. I mean, but don't get me wrong. I don't think Chris actually likes her. I don't. I think that Chris,
I kind of don't blame him. She's kind of crazy.
he's just getting in where he fits in, and he made it to the finale. So he's doing. He played his cards really
He's
well.
doing something right. He's
All right.
doing something right.
He made it in, and unfortunately, he had to cling on for dear life to Huda. There was nobody else for him to cling on to. So he did what he had to do. Like if the boat's going down and you just cling on to the first person that's reaching their hand out to save you, it's kind of what he had to do, right? Like it was either that or he drowned. So he was like, well, Huda's reaching to get me, so I'm gonna grab her arm and get out of the water. Like that's kind of what
Yeah.
he had to do.
She's definitely the, what was it? She was the rose. She
So
actually saved the person.
Huda has 2.4 million followers, and the Love Island franchise on Instagram has 2.4 million followers. So people are saying that
I saw that.
she's gonna surpass the franchise in fame. How do you feel about that, right? And I don't think that she even knows, right? Because I don't think she can really look online. So she's gonna come back. So she went from being who she was then to having like more followers than some people whose songs are currently on the radio. So, like, how do you think that's going to affect you coming back to America, becoming, you were a normal person who could walk down the street, and then you're going to be this humongously recognized person? Like, now she can't really go nowhere. Like, anywhere she goes, somebody's going to recognize her. 2.4 million, and that's still that the finale hasn't even aired yet. So, let's say she goes up to 2.5 million followers. That number is
She's
unfathomable.
at 2.7.
Oh, see, she's almost at 3 million followers now. There are people that have Grammys that don't have as many followers as
And the Love Island has 2.4.
see. She has
And
surpassed the franchise itself.
but why? How?
I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know why people are so intrigued by Huda, but she is definitely the breakout person this season. She's made the biggest impact. And when people are, I mean, Olandria and Nick have definitely made an impact as well, but Huda is probably going to be one of the most well-known
She's
people.
the Lulu.
But that's probably why she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and I think people, they don't know what's going to come out of her mouth and what she's going to do next, and people find that to be really interesting.
But like for instance, like Amaya Papaya has 2.2.
That's crazy because I feel like people like her more, and I think people love to hate Hoda or love to make fun of Hoda. I think people just like Amaya. I don't see a lot of people making fun of her or making her a meme or a joke as much as I do Hoda. So I think that her fans genuinely like her. Like Amaya has people that just want to be her fan. And then I think Hoda has a lot of people that follow her that probably just follow her to say rude stuff on her posts. You know how there's always those the group of people that hate you, but they follow you so they can say mean stuff on your post.
But they also could be bought as well. We don't know that, right? Because they did an analytical one or analytics one with Sierra. Like, how is she getting so many followers? Like, how is this possible? And then, well, then that dropped. But like, they did something like, how is she getting whatever, how many followers like in a day? Like, this, it's like not possible or something like that. They kept like, I don't know, it was, I think I sent you a reel about that, but it was funny because prior before we jumped on this podcast, we were talking in our group chat with Shibuti from 90 Day Fiancé Fridays, and we were talking about, I guess he ran into some people and he asked these girls if they watched 90 Day and they're like, no, and like Love Island. They're like, hell yeah. And it's just like, it's a huge phenomenon. And I'm like, dude, there's like, it's the season finale tomorrow. Go somewhere to go watch it. It's gonna be like more chicks than like, the women ratio is gonna be a lot higher than any man ratio or any
Well,
screening party.
this is his fault though, because we told him that this show was worth watching. And I want to say that we've had like multiple conversations with him about watching the show and how it had a big following. And I've met so many amazing people on Twitter that have just been like tweeting along with me and just enjoying the show with me. Like we have this camaraderie. We're like friends that have never met. Like there's people that just we watch the show together, we talk about the show together, we're bonding about the show. I don't even know who they are, but we meet each other every night to talk about the show. And I told him, I was like, if you want to be a part of this like community, they're super welcoming. It's like you can come in. It's like they've known you all along. And he purposely didn't get on the bandwagon. The bandwagon.
Well, it's funny because he's the one that told us even before the show started that Love Island season 7, this is going to be a hit this summer. This is going to be a hit. And lo and behold, it was a hit.
Yeah, he is the one
Like,
that mentioned it in the group chat. He was like, we should be watching Love Island. It's like
well,
a
he even said it in the pod too, like this new Love Island season 7 is going to be, it's going to be a hit. He said it before he even came out. And we're like, okay, whatever. And then I'm easily influenced and I'm like, okay, I'll watch it. And then that's how this happened. And I'm like, George, you gotta watch it. That it's just like, and it was just like from there on out, it went downhill from there, but in a good way, obviously.
So I guess the last thing that we should talk about is I want to get your guess on who you think America will pick as the season 7 Love Island winners. So I wanted to get your guess. I think I know what you're gonna say, but I want to because tomorrow, this time tomorrow, we're already gonna know.
Yes, this time tomorrow.
I want to know what. Who do you think it's going to win? Who do you think America is going to
God.
be the winner of this season?
America, I have high hopes on you. I don't want this person to win, but considering you were just talking about their following, I really think it's going to be Hoda and Chris. I don't want her to win. I really don't, because I would like, Amaya Papaya is my queen. But I think it's going to be Chris and Hoda.
Really? I didn't think you were going to say that, but I think that based on her, well, we don't know if her followers are real though, but based on, yeah, her following, it could be Hoda. I don't know. I think that people are pretty critical of her online. Like I said, I think the people that follow her, it's more so they can say mean stuff about her. It's not so much that they want her to win, but I think the winners of Love Island season 7 are going to be Nick and Alondra.
Yeah, that too. They're also a fan. Those two are a fan favorite too.
Yeah,
Oh,
so
it's so hard. I really want.
those are our official guesses, guys, for the George Massey Show podcast, the Love Island pod. Gina is going with, you're going with Huda and Chris. I am guessing Nicolandria is what I'm guessing. So.
And I'm only saying Hoda and Chris because of Hoda's following. Because we know I wouldn't choose Hoda over Maya for anything. I'm just going like followers, statistics. Like
Well,
I'm
okay,
just.
so who I want to win is Amaya.
Yes.
Do I think she's gonna win and America's gonna get it right? No, because
No.
America doesn't have any clue of what is real and what's not, and y'all are like weird. But I think if I had my choice, it would be Amaya to win, Amaya Papaya for the win. But I think America is gonna fall into this Nicolandria thing and they're gonna vote incorrectly and they're gonna end up walking away the winners.
Yeah, I'm kind of not doubting that on your part as well. It was either a toss up, but I went with the Huda because she's been in there for so long, has so many followers or whatever. Where this new Nicolandria, like love, like this try not love triangle, but this love game is just recent and just started. So that's what I'm basing it on. Who I want to win is Amaya, but who I think is going to win, it's either my guess or your guess.
Yeah, but either way, it's been an amazing season. I can't believe we're at the end already. But either way, we'll be here tomorrow to do a live reaction podcast to, well, not live, but like we'll do a reaction podcast to the winners and everything so we can discuss it. We'll get our reactions to the end. And yeah, I'm excited.
I legit screamed when Amaya was in the finale, and of course her running around on the hamster wheel, like celebrating that she was in the final four. You know, she's on another level. I love her.
I'm just glad she made it, and I'm just glad that they did the right thing and they got Ace and Taylor off of my TV. They did it right. They didn't do it in the time that I needed it done, but the correct decisions were made, and Ace and Taylor are no longer in the villa, and they are not eligible to win the show, which in the end, I am happy. I couldn't be happier because
So,
Lord.
what was your reaction when you're just like, when Shelly was reading that card saying they are no longer in the villa or whatever?
Honestly, I was shocked because it was between Pepe and Iris and Ace and Shelly. And again, I told you, Pepe and Iris, they're newer to the show than Ace and Shelly. So I was very surprised that it was Ace and Shelly because I was like, damn, because Pepe and Iris, I just learned Iris's name like 2 weeks ago. Or
You
like,
thought she had left the villa.
cool. I was like, you brought her up, and I was like, girl, Iris got voted off a long time ago. You were like, no, she didn't. And I was like, no, yes, she did. And then I turned it on the show that day and I saw her and I was like, damn, I didn't even know she was there. So the
You're
fact
like,
that
damn, Gina was right.
I was like, they're voting off Ace and Shelly and keeping Iris and Pepe. No offense, but Iris and Pepe are like newbies. In according to Ace and Shelly. So I was just really, really shocked. So yeah, I thought that Ace is gonna make it all the way to the end because he kept getting saved at every elimination. He never was on the chopping block or they kept, and I was like, at some point, I'm gonna need America to figure it out. And they did. They waited a long time, but they figured it out.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you were jumping for joy because I think you and I both had like what we are watching it, maybe not at the same time, but we jumped on the 90 Day
Well,
Fiance podcast
it was
and then we have.
the last two eliminations, right? Because Taylor first and then Ace second. So they waited till the second and to the last, and then the last elimination to get it right. But they did it. Like I said, this should have happened a long time ago, but I'm not mad that it happened because it needed to happen, right? It needed to.
Well, I'm sure you're just happy that like you got to see Shelley and Clark for a little bit longer than
Well,
but
yeah,
you
I tweeted that. I said it. I was like, I hate to see Shelly and Clark go because they were good women that were dragged down by stupid dudes, right? Like they were def they lost by default. They got kicked out of the house by default because they had attached themselves to a bunch of clowns, and they were collateral damage to these clowns. And I was like, it sucks because they didn't do anything wrong. They were attached to the wrong person, and unfortunately, they ended up getting kicked out because of it. So,
And it was funny because I was talking to, not talking, but like messaging back and forth. Mark Beston, I want to say, from this season's 90 Day Fiance, his ex-girlfriend Jade, who's a bombshell herself. She's beautiful. She's a really stunning girl. And she had like posted a reel or something like that on her story. And I'm like, her views are the same as our views. So it's kind of funny. I know I what did I say? I'm like, I wish the girls would win minus Hoda and Iris. She's like, I agree. Cause I would love if girls can win, I would love it if Amaya, Olandria, and Shelly could win.
well, that's then it wouldn't be Love Island. Then it would be like Six
Yeah.
People Island. But I mean,
So she said, Jade said, Pepe, what's his purpose? He's boring and doesn't really like Iris for real. He's just cute and tall. That's it. Brian, he's acting like he likes Amaya since she's now America's sweetheart. Nick, how must he move to Olandria after Ciara left? Is crazy. Very suspect that connection is fake. Chris, well, he wishes he was with Shelly. He's so over Hoda, that connection is dead. So that was her thoughts on that.
yeah, those are pretty in line with what I think too. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Her views are pretty much the same as ours.
Yeah, it's nice to know that our views are valid. That's cool.
I'm like, oh, I said I was mad at Ace when he did what he did to Jeremiah. I'm still mad at him for the. For that, but outside of that, he's my favorite guy in the villa after Jeremiah. And I'm like, Ace is a clown, so I don't know. I guess we'll have to see what happens with everyone on Sunday. But this was last week, Thursday. This was last week.
Yeah, so tomorrow the big day, well today now, but we'll know what's going on, so it's going to be this huge deal. So we'll be back to discuss that afterward. It'll be a fun podcast, hopefully, depending, you know what, hopefully depending on who wins, it should be fun. But we'll
Yeah.
discuss all of the surprises, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of familiar faces from this season. Pretty sure they're going to bring back people, and it'll be a lot of fun, so hopefully it'll be a fun little episode.
I don't think so. I think everyone's pretty much back on US soil.
Oh, that sucks. I like when they do the finale with like all the people that got voted off and stuff. I think that's more fun.
Because what's her face will be in Boston tomorrow. And Austin and what's his face has been gallivanting through LA, but Adriana is going to be in Boston tomorrow.
Oh, so they kicked them off. Okay. I mean, I guess Fiji's not a cheap flight, so they probably were like, y'all already gone, you ain't coming back. But we'll see. We'll see. I've never seen a finale for Love Island, so I'm just excited to see one. This is my first one.
Yeah, this is my first one too. So I guess we'll see you all tomorrow, whether it be negative or positive, but we want positive vibes. Like we love positive vibes.
Yes. All right, guys. So we'll wrap. Thanks for joining. I'm George Massey. This is Gina, my co-host. You're listening to the George Massey Show, the Love Island Pod, and we'll be back tomorrow to discuss the finale with you guys. Everybody have a good day. Bye.
Bye.